Welcome to the Assemblée Dance Studio Coaching Podcast, the go-to podcast for all things dance studio ownership, growth, management, and more. I'm your host, Claire O'Shea, and I'm thrilled to be with you on this exciting journey. Whether you're a seasoned studio owner or just starting out, our mission is clear: to empower you with the knowledge, strategies, and inspiration needed to take your dance studio to new heights. From marketing mastery to team building brilliance, we cover it all. Each episode is packed with interviews from industry leaders, practical tips, and the kind of insider knowledge that can make a real difference. We understand the unique challenges you face, and we're here to support you every step of the way. And for an encore experience and exclusive extra content, make sure to subscribe to our members-only content on Apple or Spotify. Your journey to studio excellence just got even more exciting. So grab your headphones and get ready to dance into the world of business excellence. Assemblée isn't just a podcast. It's your exclusive backstage pass to the strategies, stories, and secrets that dance studio owners need to not only survive, but thrive. Let's jump in. Hey guys, it's Claire O'Shea here and welcome back to another episode of the Assemblée Dance Studio Coaching Podcast. In today's episode, we are jumping into our best tips, strategies, updated info all about branding. So you might love your brand, or you might know it's time for a refresh, or you might be considering it, or maybe something that you think about doing in the future. But knowing about your branding, what it stands for, the image and the information it's kind of projecting out to the community is really, really important. So we're going to talk about all the different types of branding and some of our best tips and strategies to get your brand working for you in the community and overall either get more awareness in the community or grow your dance studio if that is your goal. So if you're interested in finding more about that, stay tuned for today's episode. Alrighty, so let's jump into branding. A little bit about my studio is that, you know, the way we started our brand was very, very simple. I knew my name, and then because our name is Dance Energy, I wanted to have some kind of like energy symbolism. Yeah. So that's why we went with the lightning bolt. And then we kind of figured out we could stack it and run it through the ends.
Yeah.
That was our initial branding. And I really, really liked it.
Yeah.
Also, it was like a bit sentimental to me because my dad's an auto electrician. Aww. So he has his own business and there was always lightning bolts and stuff as well. So I kind of liked that, even though I wasn't following his footsteps and becoming an auto electrician.
You did it in your own creative way.
Yes. Still carrying on the family tradition of business ownership in a slightly different format, less dirty. That sounds weird, but less physical labor. Well, I'm not working with Greece, put it that way. So it might be time to invest in a graphic designer. And again, initially I just hand drew it up and then I literally went to someone's house who had a computer and then they just digitized it and they just picked the font. And I was like, okay, that's nice.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, thank you. And then I left with like, I wasn't very like forthcoming. I was 19 at the time. I was young. And it worked really fine. Yeah. And I tried to.
I mean, you had it for years.
Yeah. It was very thin, the font. It was like literally, I'm pretty sure it was Times New Roman. Like it was
probably.
It wasn't fancy at all.
Yeah.
But that little lightning bolt was still like, you know.
Yeah.
That was all in our branding. And again, our branding was still different. At the time, we were like a turquoise blue color, which was like not really around
at the time.
And now it's
everywhere,
which is fine. Yeah. Wesley, when I was growing up, red and black.
Yes.
Everyone had red and
red,
black.
Red, black and white.
Oh, scorch. Of course. So that's why I thought blue was like so cool, so different.
Yeah.
And blue was my favorite color. Anyway, so then during COVID, not that actually we ended up having that much more time, but in Australia there was a lot of like government grants and stuff and I spent a lot of my time applying for them and I'm pretty sure I got about $10,000 business improvement grant.
Yeah.
So I could put that towards website, branding, business coaching.
Yeah.
And I applied for the full amount and I got the full amount.
Amazing.
I can't remember exactly the breakdown, but I found a designer who I still love.
Yeah.
Hannah is amazing.
Yeah.
And it was a really collaborative process. And that is what I recommend. The first way I did it was weird and strange. And I wouldn't recommend that to anyone. I would recommend either finding, it doesn't have to be someone local because you really can do that collaboration. It can be virtual because you can have that kind of collaboration via Zoom. That's fine. But
I don't think there was any parameters. I just think at the time it was really – I just wanted to get out and it was an excuse to be able to go to see someone local.
Oh, true,
And where possible, I really do like to support local. And that is really what opened up my eyes to not only like the visual aspects of the brand but what the brand itself can represent, what people think about you when they see it and the
value.
Thoughts that people have when they look at your brand. So our brand, again, we kept our name. We kept that lightning bolt. We changed up the colors. The blue is probably still a
prominent color.
Prominent color, but we're
a rainbow.
We're a rainbow, baby.
Yeah,
we are very. You know, we're a young team. Yes. The demographic of our studio is school aged, predominantly primary school age. Yeah. So we really wanted to have a brand that kids loved as well, and that we could lean into. So you know, for our little ones, we can lean into pinks and purples and. Yeah. Blues if we want to, and for our older kids we can kind of lean more into the yellows and we have those colors that we draw on, and at the end of the day it's so easy to get black and then have that pop of color with our rainbow logo which looks really good. It's super bright. No one I don't think in our area has rainbow.
No,
not that you don't think, oh, I don't need to be different, but you don't want to blend the same in because else it can get confusing. Again, not saying you have to do it, but again, we've done it. I think I've had the studio for 12 years now. We've done it once.
Yeah.
I love it now and I probably will still love it in 3 years. But, you know, 5 years' time, it might be time to update again. But I'll probably, again, with our name, unless rebrand. I don't imagine I'd change my name. But I know there's times where that's important as well. And if you don't like your name anymore, you feel like it doesn't represent you or your studio, that's not necessarily a bad thing to change your name. It just, I think, is a little bit more effort in terms of
changing websites
and everything. Yeah. This is a bit more of a process.
Yeah.
So it might be time to invest in a graphic designer or a branding expert to help you with your vision, to choose fonts and colors and things. It's really great. You could start out by using something like Canva to kind of brainstorm, maybe a Pinterest board.
Mood boards. Pinterest boards. Colors, get a vibe. Yeah. And that will 100% help your graphic designer vision is. Yeah.
The questionnaire I had to fill out to Hannah was very extensive. So basically, if you're not in love with your logo, it probably means that other people aren't either. Mm. So it might be time to update. And it might even just be like you need to get it re-digitized or reformatted. Sometimes like you keep loading things, they get more pixelated. Yeah. And then you're like, how did this – I can't find the original one. Or it gets so old, it just looks a bit rank.
Yeah.
So it just might even be time for like a refresh. It doesn't have to be a full rebrand. Mm. But maybe it is time. But overall, consistency is key. So make sure everywhere you show up, you are staying consistent with design, font, brand messaging, photography, the style of photography that you use. That is something we are very mindful of.
Yeah.
That's really, really important to us. That the fun and that community and that kind of youthful aspect of our brand is replicated in all that we do.
I think for us it's like with branding as well. When someone sees a photo, when someone sees a color, when someone sees the bolt, when someone sees a graphic, we want them to straight away be like, oh, that's Dan's energy. Like that's them. I already know. Like straight away from looking at the bolt, I know that's Dan's energy. And I think that is like your goal with your branding is to make yourself very, very recognizable. And we, for example, we literally put it everywhere. Like our bolt, for example, it's very consistent on our social media channels. We've got sticker packs. We've got keychains. Like Claire has it literally. The girls have it tattooed on their bodies. Yes,
my staff members have it tattooed on their bodies. Again, was not a prerequisite.
Yeah. They just loved it.
I have little earrings.
Yeah, I got earrings as well. Bolts. Yeah, we've got bolt earrings. We've got stickers.
That wasn't made. I just saw one.
We just got the bolts because they became like a trend for a second. Yeah. There's stickers everywhere. There's keychains. Like we have the bolt everywhere. And obviously,
bags, bottles.
Yeah. And obviously, I mean, with your budget, you can obviously do this to a certain extent. Mm. Or like do things at different times, like different drops during the year, like whatever you sort of feel like is going to work best for you. But we put it everywhere. So it's very recognizable. With branding as well, I think another important part is actually your brand voice. And this really showcases in your website, your socials, like literally anywhere that there's typing online, you want to almost have a personality. Like the company or the studio wants to have their own personality.
Mm.
And I will never, like when I'm doing a post, I'm always talking in third person, like as the studio. I'm never like, I'm doing this.
And that is like, I guess, a bit of a shift that I've made over the last, to be honest, even pretty early on, I never really was, never was I me.
Yeah.
Me. It was always, you know, we as a studio, yeah. Our team,
yeah.
The studio.
Yeah.
I do think having, like for instance, our studio name is Dance Energy Studios. It's nothing to do with me technically.
Mm.
So it's easy for me.
Yeah.
Where I think potentially.
Like if it was Claire O'Shea Studios.
Which is still very common.
Yeah.
And yet nothing wrong with it. I think it just makes it harder for it to stand away. Alone and to be not you.
Yeah.
So, again, if it's something that you're considering potentially selling in the future, wanting to kind of, you know, expand the team and give other people in your team more ownership within your business, it is harder because then – you know, at Claire O'Shea's Dance Studio, if Nicola was to answer the phone or be making a choice, it's like, well, I want to speak to Claire O'Shea.
Yeah.
Where if they go on our website, they can see that I own the business.
Yeah.
But really most people don't even, they don't care for me anymore. And that's the way I like
it. Yeah.
And our, again, that's the way I like it.
And I think it's just like building on that personality and finding what works for you and your customers. And I think with our branding, we're the rainbow. So our personality is very fun, very outgoing, very happy, very joyous vibes. And we showcase that through, again, everywhere that we possibly have text. We also just want to like acknowledge too that, yes, you can have your website and socials and all of that matching, but you want to make sure like your in-person marketing, so like your brochures, your signs, everything is matching across the board.
Your email header, your everything.
Yeah. That's all we've really got to say is just make sure that everything is matching, everything is showing up somewhere so that you become recognizable.
Yeah, and it's basically like living, breathing, being your brand. Yeah. And like even though I don't think everyone should strive for their teams to get it tattooed on their bodies, it is like I kind of look at it and I like it gives me the giggles because I don't have a tattoo.
Yeah.
But I love that they
wanted it.
That they love it's part of their story so much that and you know, and they get older, maybe they're not a part of the just studio. They just laser it off. But also like it's small and it's
but it will always just be a part of their journey.
And well, it's on their bodies and that's what a tattoo is.
Yeah. But it's so special. Yeah. It's so cute.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that is sort of our take on branding. And that pretty much brings us to the end of the episode today.
Bit of an insight. Again, we're not saying that everyone should drop everything and drop $5,000 on a rebrand. But if it's something that's in your mind, you could kind of begin the process.
Yeah.
Start to get some quotes. Do check on your local council or government websites whether you have grants for different things. I know, for instance, I live in Queensland, Australia, which is a state. And like we have ongoing business grants for a variety of things. And you got that
other grant too for the websites.
I think I got about
that wasn't even during 30 COVID.
To 40K of grants over the last
amazing. That's so good.
It was predominantly
during COVID. Yeah.
They're a bit more stingy now.
But, yeah.
You know, that was really good because as well, then I was funding other people's businesses, which was great, and it helped us in turn.
Yeah.
So just check it out. Not every state or country is as lucky, but there might be something out there that you're unaware of. And I just wanted pop it out there as a little note. But thank you so much for joining me today, Mariah.
No worries.
And thank you so much for listening, everybody. It was great to speak with you. I hope you're having a fantastic day wherever you are in the world. And I look forward to speaking with you soon. Bye for now. And that's a wrap for today's episode of the Assemblée Dance Studio Coaching Podcast. Thank you for joining me, Claire O'Shea, on this inspiring journey into the heart of dance studio ownership. Hope you found today's insights valuable and actionable. To unlock even more exclusive content and enhance your journey, be sure to subscribe to our members-only content on Apple or Spotify. It's the next step to elevate your studio to extraordinary heights. Your dedication to your craft and business is what makes this community so incredible. So until next time, keep dancing, keep growing, and keep reaching for those studio dreams. Bye for now.